This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We take a walk. The sun is shining down. Burns my feet.
Sir Talk-A-Lot is here with Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden on the Good Day program. Set your Dick Tracy watches for 7 past the hour, Richie. It's exactly 7 past the hour.
Yep.
All right, so one of the conversations people are having today, conversations people are interested in, it would appear, is the sort of seesaw pendulum swinging back and forth. One day you hear a story about the folks in Iran being willing to involve themselves with the United States against the militants, the ISIS boys. So Secretary of State Kerry said that there would be, I heard this yesterday, there would be some attempt to try to get everybody together. The warplanes, by the way, struck Islamic targets yesterday. Had some success, it would appear. I don't know how they measure that. But anyway, so what I saw was three different things. The U.S. command confirmed that there were planes that struck targets southwest of Baghdad. All right, that's number one.
Vehicle now, trains, basically.
Who's your what?
Cars. Boom, cars. We got your cars.
Huh?
They were bombing their vehicles.
Oh! Yeah, well, okay. I mean, thank you, Richie. It's an incomplete sentence. You know, when I was teaching English, you had to complete your sentences. All thoughts had to be complete. You've criticized me a number of times in the past for not having complete thoughts and complete sentences. So I just would like
you
to
want complete thoughts.
I do.
I will do. Don't ask for that, Declan. Don't ask.
Right. Coming at you.
All right. So now the U.S. announces today it will not coordinate military activity with Iran. So I'm trying to figure this out here, whether we are or we aren't. We will not. Maybe it's not important, although it would be an interesting sort of combination. Iran rejected our request for cooperation because, of course, they can't figure out whether we're worse than ISIS or not.
This is great. The Khamenei tweeted,
yeah,
I reject U.S. offer to hashtag Iran, ABT, hashtag ISIS, because the U.S. has corruption on its hands in this issue.
Yeah.
He tweeted it.
Really?
This is how we carry on diplomatic policy now.
Is it tweeted in Arabic or in English?
I'm sure it was in Arabic.
It's translated for your Twitter comfort. Right. Okay, so I was watching.
Hold on just a second, Jen. Can you find ways of translating if somebody's using one language on Twitter?
Google Translate.com. Translate.google.com.
All right. Thank you.
Now, sometimes on the tweets, Twitter has a little thing that's that lets you translate it.
And Facebook does that too now.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, Jen.
Me now?
Yes, your turn.
So O'Reilly yesterday.
Complete thoughts, Jen.
Right. I'm trying. O'Reilly did in his talking points memo yesterday, I thought something very interesting. He ran down all the countries that were helping and in what capacity. And surprisingly enough, the French are our biggest allies, even over like the United Kingdom. So it's the French and the Australians that have committed real support, that will do air missions, that will be our buddies in all of this. Canada says, get back to us later. The UK even, who came out, they came out so strong saying these are next door and they're going to be here in a month. They're not really committing anything to us. But what was, I thought, very telling is a lot of the Muslim countries have done backdoor deals with us, like Turkey. They publicly are saying they're not going to really help the U.S., but there's secret deals because they don't want to tick off ISIS, because the threat of them coming into the country, there's so many people already there, is so real that these Muslim countries are doing secret support with the U.S. rather than public support.
All right. Thank you, Ravenna.
So, well, I thought that was interesting because of Iran. You never know if they are doing a backdoor deal because, hello, they're right there in the mix of everything.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right. So that takes care of our overview of what's going on there in the Middle East. Now, the story that has captured my imagination, and I think it's starting to be, it's a little bit late, but better late than never, the impact of what happens if Scotland votes to secede from the United Kingdom and how that's going to affect us, how it's going to affect the European Union. There's money, it's all kinds of stuff, oil at stake here. So we have a listener who is in the Netherlands who we're trying to find, who has, I think, tweeted us, or what is he, Facebook? Where is he, a Facebook friend? He's a Twitter friend. All right. So in a moment, we're going to meet him and get the perspective from that side of the pond, if you will. A battle for Scotland in our focus up next year on Good Day.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at makingstrideswalk.org.
At the Home Depot, buy one or more pallets of GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and save up to 20%. Let's raise the roof, but lower the cost with bulk pricing on GAF, America's number one shingle, featuring advanced protection technology. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Up to 20% off one or more pallets of select GAF shingles. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 17th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
How's your company's online health? Probably not as good as you think. It's a fact. Almost everyone searches for local businesses online, visiting multiple sites using different devices. But almost half the businesses have incorrect or missing addresses and information. And that costs businesses over $10 billion each year. You need a tool that allows you to scan the web and check your business's online health. YP has that tool. And you can get a free business scan on myfreeyp.com. That's right. The same YP that's powered small business advertising for over 100 years is offering you a free business scan. Your free business scan takes just minutes, and YP will measure your company's internet presence, accuracy, and how easy or hard it is for customers to find and contact you across online directories and search sites like Google, YP, Yahoo, and dozens more. Accurate listings on these sites can drive massive numbers of customers. So reclaim the business you may be losing with your free business scan at myfreeyp.com. Myfreeyp.com. Myfreeyp.com.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
You're the type who likes to seize the day. All 30 of them during Member September. All month long, almost anything you get at Rite Aid gets you 3 times Wellness Plus points, which gets you to gold and 20% off almost everything in the store 3 times faster. Yep, the best program in the business is now even better. Buy 3, but only during Member September and only at Rite Aid. Activate your membership at memberseptember.com today. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Limitations apply. Prescriptions ineligible for triple points. See store for details.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
Really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Oh, wow, that is really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
smooth caramel roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Love beer. 16 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny and Richie and I have a gentleman who listens to the program, or at least connects. I guess he's listening and therefore connecting, Kenny. Right? You had the first back and forth with him, did you not?
Yes, he's listening through gooddayshow.com, and he's been tweeting back and forth with us.
All right. Let me see if I can pronounce the name correctly. Loda Wyckoff, is that correct, sir?
Yeah, it'll do.
It'll do.
It'll do.
How long have you been listening to this program?
2-3 weeks, something like that, I think.
Say that again?
2-3 weeks. Sorry.
2-3 weeks.
Really? Longer than most.
Really? Speak for yourself, Jennifer. So, in your country, what's the discussion? You're from the Netherlands. What's the discussion there and what you can hear also in other parts of Europe on the secession of Scotland from the United Kingdom?
I think this week Scottish independence is not really the main part. Literally today the government is going to review its new budget, how they took the money and what they want to do with it. So for the past week, everyone was talking about that, and everyone is talking about that for the coming week. And Marco van Basten, who stepped down as coach from a football team, and on the Scottish independence, I think that most people will say that they should stay within the UK from the Dutch perspective, and from the Scottish perspective, I would say just leave.
So I'm trying to understand most of what you said. What do you get from this, Richie or Kenny or Jennifer? What do you hear from them?
That it's a negotiating tactic.
Negotiating tactic.
That they think it's a negotiating tactic, and
that you do, sir. You think it's a negotiating tactic for what?
For the money.
To get more money support.
I think it's not only the money. I think that the Scottish people really feel different than Brits. They don't see themselves as British. They see themselves as Scottish. And if you look at a lot of sports, they have a Scottish team. People are playing with the Scottish flag, not a Union Jack. It's the Scottish one. And at the Olympics, they really dislike it that they have to walk with the Union Jack.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's something that's deep in their culture and deep in their genetic code that they are different, and they have a lot of oil, they have a lot of gas, they can do a lot of things with the money that it creates.
Well, I think that's part of, from what I understand, that's one of the big beefs, is that there's so much money being made by the United Kingdom, Scotland not getting its fair share because it has most of the reserves under its and not only on land but in on the coast of northern Scotland is a tremendous oil reserve. So there, all the money goes into the UK. It doesn't go to the Scots, and they don't like it.
And that's one of the parts that they don't like. But the second part is, if you look at the British politics, the majority of the British people is pretty much having voting on the Tories and Conservative ones, and maybe the Lib Democrats. But in Scotland, they are voting more for the Labour type party and more social democratic style parties.
Right, they're more socialistic than are the Brits. Yeah, right.
Yes, and there is, for example, a great joke that the Scottish people like. They say, we have more pandas in the zoo than that we have Conservative politicians. And you should know, the Edinburgh Zoo seems to have 2 pandas.
So, but as far as you, as a European living in the Netherlands, you could care less? Is that basically it? Do you care one way or another what happens?
No, I do hope that it happens, because I think it can spark a lot of independence votes and people to say, we want to leave. There are a lot of areas in Europe that basically say, yeah, we are part of a country, but we don't want it.
What other areas of Europe do you think fit into that description?
Well, it's too easy to mention Eastern European merits or Eastern Ukraine battle going on, but I would take into account the vote of Venice, where they basically say, we pay billions to the Italian government, we can use that money to rebuild and renovate the city. Corsica want to get sold from France to Switzerland.
Right, yeah. All right, we've got the picture, sir. Thank you for listening to the program and for participating with us. Loda Wyckoff in the Netherlands on the Scottish disconnection from the UK. 21 after the hour.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
All right, let's get to our one-hit wonder contest.
Let's.
Oh, excited.
Playing a song by an artist that only had one hit.
Thank God.
Oh, come on.
That's
this is
your
genius.
Opinion.
Suave. Listen to the lyrics.
Suave.
Rico.
Rico. All right, Dudley, get down.
888-302-3684 is the number to get down. Let me see if I can put that to music. 888-302-369.
No, you can't.
888.
That was a quick test.
Excuse me. I coughed and so much yesterday my lungs hurt, so when I laugh, it hurts. This is an artist that only had one hit, and Richie says, thank heavens for that.
No, this
Jennifer's
is
not so sure.
No, he was a model.
888-302-3689. We will send you, as the winner of this contest, a One Hit Wonder CD. Don't know if it'll have this on it. This was a hit by this Ecuadorian rapper during this week in 1991. So if you know who this is, the song is called Rico Suave.
Kind of sounds like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
He's suggesting that this is Will.
This was from the same generation of rap and hip-hop.
Hey, it's the same tempo and same...
Will Smith and this guy, same person, maybe.
Yeah.
But I need you. Yeah.
Parents just don't understand.
Uh-huh. 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of this one-hit wonder artist.
888-302-3684.
You're not any better at it than
you
I am.
You guys both sound really white.
That's what we are.
Oh, we sound like M&M, right? M&M.
No.
888-302-3684. This guy's family moved from Ecuador to Glendale, California when he was 12.
My peeps.
He became an actor and a singer pretty quickly once he got here.
Now he's a gang member in MS-13.
There you go.
After Rico Suave, he became an A&R our executive for a record label.
The Rich.
As a matter of fact, he was largely responsible, Richie, for making Enrique Iglesias a major talent.
Oh, thank God for that. Don't know what I would have done if I hadn't had Enrique Iglesias.
And today he has seen the light. He became a Christian youth pastor as he matured. So I wonder if he's rapping to them, El Señor. All right, so let's see if we can figure this out. 888-302-3684. I don't know what else I can tell you about this guy.
You guys just don't appreciate good music.
Really? That's
apparently.
Really? All right, let's find out who, in fact, does appreciate this music. Mark is in Jacksonville, Florida, listening to Good Day. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, sir, how about you?
I'm doing great.
All right, so what
Mark
were you doing?
Mark knows what's up. I can tell already.
During this week in 1991.
The name of the artist is Marky Mark.
That didn't answer the question. I was asking you what you were doing during this week in 1991, but that's okay.
Oh, 91. I'm sorry. I was, God, I don't even remember.
Good for you. And you don't, obviously you don't remember because you don't remember the right name of the artist, but it was a good try anyway. Thanks, Mark.
Mark.
Marky Mark. Here's Stephen in Moultrie, Georgia, listening to Good Day. Hi, Stephen.
Good morning, sir.
Morning to you. How are you doing?
Oh, life is good.
Life is good. That's right. You know, look at it that way. Life
be
is
better with that CD.
Right. Right, well, yes, how do you know? Is he got the? How do you know he's got the right answer, Jennifer?
I just know it.
Really? Right answer, Stephen? Yes or no? Right answer, Stephen?
Is the answer Gerardo?
Well, I asked how to pronounce it myself because I don't remember this guy.
Gerardo.
It's Gerardo, but that's
Gerardo.
Sure. I looked at it and we all think of Geraldo when we look at this guy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, Gerardo. You are correct, Amundo. What do you remember about this song, Stephen?
I remember it giving me goosebumps and irritating the stew out of me every time I played on the radio.
Got right answer. All right. Okay.
How much stew do you have in you?
Hold on a second. We'll send you one of these One Hit Wonder CDs. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, years and years ago, when substitute teachers were out of school, I would be called to come in what was called a sub-enrichment program. In other words, educating young kids in elementary school and junior high school about proper care, basic care of animals. And it really worked well. A lot of it sparked interest in the children that decided later on to get involved with animals as a career. But more important than that, you know, you never can change an adult's mind about spaying and neutering or proper training. But if we can educate the children about animal abuse, if we can let them know that animals have feelings and emotions just like we do, we can make all the difference in the world. That's why I'm such an advocate of humane society and rescues around the country that send people into the school districts, into the Boy Scouts, into the Girl Scouts, educating them on proper pet care. Because as they get older, they're going to encounter certain situations where a dog or a cat or another animal may be involved, and that knowledge they were taught early on is going to make all the difference in the world between a good pet guardian and one that may not be so good. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask. No voice on the other end of the line.
Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Opening up the day for some people, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Happy to be along, holding your hand, contacting the living. A lot of people with dead minds, we're trying to wake them up a little bit here. Richie's a pretty good example of that sometimes. Kenny's always awake and alert. And Jennifer, most of the time she's got it going on as well. You know that story.
Most of the time.
I'm Sir Talk-A-Lot. Dudley also to my friends.
I forgot to tell you guys.
What?
I got a Facebook update last week that gave Doug one of the funniest nicknames I have ever heard.
Really?
And that was the first time you'd heard it, right?
Yeah, Milk Dud.
Yeah.
It's hysterical.
Somebody else had called you that, too.
Milk Dud Dudley.
I think we have a legion of people that just have that name for you, Doug.
Really? I'm sure it's not the first time you've heard it. Is it, Dudley? Milk Dud.
I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, for those of you who don't know.
Named Dudley.
My real name, my given name is Dudley, so thus the Milk Dud. I'm having my 50th high school reunion this weekend, and there are plenty of people who remember me as Dudley, and who were also happy to throw...
And you were 24 when you graduated.
High school.
All right, let's get to the president's promises. The president says he wants to spend millions of your dollars to keep our country safe. And in order to do that, we must contain the Ebola surge. Therefore, we would spend $300 million of money that's already budgeted for other things, take it away from soldiers in Afghanistan, which is probably a good idea. That is, take soldiers out of Afghanistan, move them. What I want to know is, he's looking for, there are 3,000 people supposedly going to be involved in this, 3,000 Americans, who are going to go to Africa. I have not figured out, nor have I heard. The plan will be explained later today when the president visits the CDC in Atlanta. But with 3,000 boots on the ground, as it were, sending our military there to sort of direct traffic, if you will, are these volunteers or are they being assigned? If I were in the service, I wouldn't want to go there. I would say, no, I'm not going to go. This is not so. I didn't sign up to fight Ebola. I signed up to fight the Afghanistanis. And the treachery of those people who are terrorists. I didn't. So what I'm figuring, and I know this is really sideways, I have said this before. Somebody, someplace in one of these terrorist organizations is going to send just one person over there.
Yeah, all you need.
To kiss, and I mean, if these people are willing, like yesterday you saw there was a blow up in Afghanistan, I think three people were killed, a body bomb, boom. So if they're willing
to
put...
How cheap that is. It's an airline ticket.
Right. Strap your body with, if you're willing to find, if you find people that'll strap all kinds of explosives to their bodies and blow up in the name of Allah, you sure as heck you're going to find somebody who'll go to Africa and go in and kiss, hug, and make sure that he or she gets Ebola and then come back and spread it around as much as possible. That's certainly, I don't see how that's not within the realm of possibility. Do you? I think it's very much in the realm of possibility. People say, oh, I don't give people ideas. No, nonsense.
Too many people have already
thought
about that.
Right. Okay. So anyway, the president says that we need to have our advisors over there, doctors. We got to keep these people. They're going to build hospitals. And USAID is taking money that's already budgeted for this sort of thing anyway. So it's not like we're sending for change. We're coming up with new. The Congress just has to approve taking the money from one budget to putting it in another, which seems rather strange to me. With all the wacky stuff that the president's been doing without asking Congress, he's going to go to him and ask him to move $300 million around for this? I find that almost amusing, frankly. All right, so that's one item.
You ought to see all of the government contractors, the defense contractors in the Washington, D.C. area now fighting over the $5 billion to fight ISIS. It's unbelievable. I'm in the building of one of the contractors, and there's a lot of buzzing activity, and Homeland Security's right next door. There's a lot of activity. They're all fighting over the money.
A lot of dough. Urban Outfitters in the news today. They have taken a Kent State University sweatshirt from the era of Kent State, you know when, and they have redesigned this sweatshirt, a new sweatshirt that has holes in it, blood stains. Obviously, it's supposed to be a knockoff of a Kent State University sweatshirt from the event. So the PR department there has not been doing too well. It would appear. Jennifer, do you want to let us in on this?
Yeah,
is something a lot of people are talking about. Go ahead.
Urban Outfitters, I don't know. You know, again, you wonder who these people are.
I've asked Jennifer
around
to do this because I know that there's steam coming out of her ears.
It was actually the tipping survey. Who are these people, these marketing people that sit around a table? And this isn't the only thing that is so tasteless. It's like, I mean, it just
tasteless is mild.
Yeah. And they sit around and go, you know what would be great for our vintage line? A Kent University t-shirt with bullet holes and blood splattered on it. Let's make it happen. And then they put it out on Urban Outfitters. And then these dumb kids who I don't even think get the gravity of what they're doing buy them. And then on top of that, their parents who do know the gravity I mean, they know the situation. Let their kids buy these sweatshirts and wear them to high school?
Yeah. I wouldn't let them in the high school.
Unbelievable.
Principal,
well, there
I
was
let them in.
I
think you answered your own
locally.
Question there, though. I think that there's 22-year-old kids designing these sweatshirts who have no idea of the gravity of what they're designing.
So they don't have anybody up the totem pole?
You would hope, but
Urban Outfitters and these people are that stupid.
Look,
that
I don't think I
think
can
this
say
is okay.
That. I don't think that's true, because we've had so many school shootings of late. So even 21-year-old kids know that it's not funny when you have school shootings. I mean, this is happening all year long. I mean,
dumb,
this is happening
dumb,
many
dumb
times.
Down of America.
It's just so gross.
All right,
now,
so what do we have? What sort of comments do we have? Twitter, at Good Day, Facebook at Good Day. I'm looking at a woman named Carol Kenny, who says, the lack of judgment permeating companies is staggering. How many people signed off on this Kent State sweatshirt? And then there's a hashtag with it. I'm sure it's $129, too, by the way. $129.
Okay. So right. Lay this out there. What if it's just a PR stunt to get everybody talking about them again, even as disgusting as it is?
Urban Outfitters?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me not ever want to, I mean, it makes me not even want to go in there.
I have a 10-year-old son and a 7-year-old girl. I would never take my kids into that place.
Here's Tim, who says, Charmless at Urban Outfitters exploits police murder for some radical chic, immoral, and tasteless, how they described it. A lot of people incensed by this event. Remember it happened in May of 1970? Four students were killed by the Ohio National Guard.
Let's put it this way. This would go over like a lead balloon. Let's get a Ferguson sweatshirt and put bullet holes and blood on it. Do you think that would go over
Columbine
really well?
Columbine sweatshirt.
Columbine. Yeah. I mean, right. Give me a break.
I always loved going back to the...
If these sold any at all.
I don't see anywhere
that indicates that there have been any sales.
There was a story in the L.A. Times about a teacher who saw someone with one of these sweatshirts and kicked him out of the class.
Yeah, good. That's appropriate.
Doug, have you seen the sweatshirt?
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture right now online, Richie.
It's disgusting, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I'm also looking at what I remember. See, I'm going to put myself in a place where the other three of you haven't been, because I was actually sort of on the air that day. I wasn't sort of, I was. And I was teaching school at that time as well. And I remember the picture of this girl who made it to the cover of Newsweek magazine that was sitting over one of the dead students, and her expressions became sort of the logo, in essence, the image for Kent State. And then afterwards, you found out she wasn't even a Kent State student. She just happened to be walking by. But her horror sort of set the stage, set the tone for the discussion of what went on at Kent State for many years to come, frankly. It was a black day. Black day in the history of America. And for Urban Outfitters, here's my way of being able to say what I want to say without using the word that I want to use. Just during the bottom of the hour break, looking at one of the trades, noticed there's a new radio station set of call letters, excuse me, for a town in Missouri. The call letters are K-R-A-P. And the guy who said he wanted to have those call-ins for a station wanted people to remember his station, and I think probably they will. But when I think of this stuff, this kind of stuff, that may be aimed at doing all kinds of things, getting people to talk about them. Here we are, we fall into the hole. But you listen to the tone of what Richie has said, Jennifer and Kenny and me. I mean, I don't go to Urban Outfitters anyway, but I sure as hell would stay away from them after that stunt. It just leaves a really bad... It's so indicative of how tasteless things are in some corporate situation in this country. Anybody will do anything for a buck. And it's just... These people are... I want to do something violent.
Abercrombie and Fitch right now is jealous that they're not getting all of this negative attention.
Right. Yeah, but okay, it's too large a shirt for Abercrombie and Fitch to carry.
Right. Yeah, it is. Right.
That's true.
All right, 16 before the hour. Jennifer is going to update television, a lot of TV news in a matter of moments. Let me tell you right now about how you can take care of a problem you might have with joint pain. I usually stick my finger in my mouth to clear out whatever was in there, and I just stuck my first finger in my mouth and realized that I'd had it in Charlotte's dog food.
How's
it taste?
Why do you even have to tell us that?
Well, because it's
this is on the radio right now.
I fully expected that he was going to say he had it in Charlotte's, but anyway.
Might as well.
Okay, Omax 3 Ultra Pure, developed to help you with joint pain, high cholesterol readings, memory issues. That is, if your mind is not working the way it's supposed to work, may I suggest that you get yourself on board and keep with this product, because this is the sort of thing you need to not, when you're getting older, we all are concerned about Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and things that are going on with so many people in our country and around the world, in fact. And one of the studies clearly indicates if you have enough fish oil, the kinds of things that were going on in the minds of people who didn't have enough were completely different. So I'm not telling you that Omax 3 Ultra Pure is going to keep you from getting any kind of dementia or Alzheimer's, but I'm telling you it's going to ward off whatever problems you may have later in life, or certainly help you. Omega-3 oil, 16 times the amount of omega-3 as you'd find in the average krill oil gel. These soft gels come in a packet. The blister packs are easy to open and to access. Maximum absorption, very fresh, and faster results. No fish burps. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, now available free. All you do is call 800-316-7918. Tell them Doug Steffen sent you. Or go to Doug, D-O-U-G, 4, the number, Omax, O-M-A-X, the number 3, all together, .com, and sign up for your first 30-day supply free. 800-316-7918 to get your free 30-day supply of Omax 3 Ultra Pure, or go to Doug4Omax3.com. Tell them Doug Steffen sent you. You want this. You need this. You can call right now and get this. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, 800-316-7918.
To mark National Child Passenger Safety Week, Safe Kids Worldwide, with the support of the General Motors Foundation, released a new study on kids in cars that revealed some alarming news. 9 out of 10 parents move their child from a booster seat to a seatbelt before their child is big enough. Safe Kids President and CEO Kate Carr.
Before you retire that booster seat, do one simple thing. Check your child's height and weight. If they are at least 4 feet 9 inches tall and weigh between 80 and 100 pounds, they can safely ride in the seatbelt alone. And remember, for a safe trip, it's important for everyone to be in the right seat and to buckle up every ride, every time.
A seatbelt fits correctly when it lies flat on the shoulder, not against the neck, and lies across the hips, not across the belly. Kids need to be tall enough for their back to be against the seat and their knees to bend at the edge of the seat. To take the safety belt fit test, visit safekids.org. I'm Alex Verde reporting.
All right, Jen, your turn to wow us with the story of the ratings for Sunday Night Football. I guess it's a good place to start.
Sure, we can start with the ratings for Sunday Night Football, Dougie. No, we can. Okay. It is, Sunday night. So here's the deal. I was up. I couldn't sleep. Had a lot on my mind. And I actually tuned into Miss America. And, wow, what a snooze fest. And awful. That didn't even put me to sleep.
Terrible.
It was pretty bad this year. Awful. I mean, it's just, it's different. And I guess everybody else agreed with me because Miss America dropped on Sunday night. The rating fell from last year's high. It averaged about a 1.5 rating a month. Among adults 18 to 49. That was down half a point from 2013. Pulled in about 6.7 million viewers. Not too shabby for a beauty pageant, but Sunday Night Football, of course, killed it with the 49ers and the Chicago Bears squaring off. Go bears. Stump bears. All right. One of my favorite stories of the day is there's this resurgence of the Vacation franchise. Remember Chevy Chase, Beverly D'Angelo?
Favorite movies of all time, right.
Well, ABC has just ordered a pilot script that will reunite Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo. They star together in Vacation movies in the 80s and 90s. It's going to be written. This has chops. It's going to be written by the Arrested Development staffer, Brad Copeland. He's also worked on News Radio, My Name is Earl, and he wrote the film Wild Hogs. ABC ordered the script with a penalty attached, which means that you'll at least get to see the pilot in the 2015 and 16 season, which I think is really kind of fun. Plus, there's a whole movie coming out with Leslie Mann now attached to star in a Vacation about the kids, about Audrey and Rusty.
Oh,
so that'll
I love
be kind of a fun thing. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, George Clooney, love to include George. He's set to marry his love Amal, who loves Downton Abbey, okay? And so apparently a spokesperson for ITV, which broadcasts Downton Abbey in the United Kingdom, confirms to People magazine that George is going to do a short charity sketch on the set of Downton Abbey that would air around Christmas time.
Well, the reason for that is he and the star became friends when they did Monument Men.
Right.
The guy who stars, whose name now escapes me, Downton Abbey.
Oh, the Brit guy that got killed.
Yeah, in the heat of killing.
Hugh Bonneville.
Hugh Bonneville, right. They became good friends, so he just said, hey, how about you come on? And Hugh Bonneville said, yeah, that'd be great. So that's how that took place. It's a good idea, actually. Kind of cool.
I think so, too.
Thank you, Jennifer. Jen is here. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Sending you a big hug. 51 after.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Once again, joining us to share expertise about how to preserve, protect, and perpetuate your retirement assets. Isn't that great? Think about it. I love alliteration. Preserve, protect, and perpetuate. And perpetrate, too, as far as that goes.
That would work.
Yes, it would work. It would be great. Loretta Ellsworth, the strategic wealth coach, the expert on retirement, author of the award-winning book, The Raft Strategy, How to Build Your Tax-Free Nest Egg Without Risk, is here. And once again, the opportunity for you to reserve a free book, the Raft Strategy book, call 866 866-620-HERO. That's 866-620-4376. Keep that number in mind, because when we're finished this conversation, I think you'll find the points that Lorette makes are important and cogent as we look at retirement health care costs, all kinds of things. Annuities, what's right for you in retirement? That's what this is all about. You can find the book in bookstores and on Amazon, but Lorette has reserved books totally free just for you. So, Lorette, let's get into what we are focused on here. As you're a retirement planner, do you come up every day, are the questions the same, or do you get different kinds of questions from people regarding how to make it
all
work?
All over the place. Everybody's so individual. And yet I love talking to your listeners, because I found that we have a lot of the same goals. I'm a retirement planner, and yet first and foremost, I'm a mother of 7 and a grandmother of 12.
Whoa!
Yay! And hey. So I'm certainly a blessing. And I want to be a blessing to my grandkids. I don't want to be a burden later in life. You know, there's so many people that live longer now than our parents did. And so you can kind of expect, if you're already 60 years old, that you're going to be living into your late 80s or early 90s or even beyond that. And so you have to ask yourself, do I have enough money that is going to last my entire lifetime? And, you know, of course, besides Social Security. And the RAS strategy has a historical rate of return of over 8%, and that is tax-free. Of course, that is funded with money that has already been taxed. It grows.
Can I interrupt you, Laura, for
yes.
a second? You said something about 8%, and it's tax-free, of course. Are most retirement plans built around tax-free income, or are most of them not built around?
That's
because
a great
question. I don't think that's fair to you to suggest that 8%, I mean, that everybody is going to think that that's tax-free, because I think in a lot of circumstances it isn't.
Well, I mean, that's an average. You know, maybe 1 year it would be 2%, 1 year it would be 16%. So that's an average over the past 25 years with the RAS right. strategy. That's money that we put in that's already been taxed, but it grows tax-free and the distributions are tax-free.
That's what I meant. I wanted
exactly.
to underscore that what happens here, when you're taking the money out, you're not being taxed. And that's what's one of the many good points here that I see anyway in this.
Exactly. So it kind of multiplies your asset there. It gives you a lot more spendability is what I call that.
Yeah.
But very simply, most people do put most of their assets into 401k plans and IRAs. And what we want to do is we want to get those 401k plans, IRAs, move them over into something that protects them from loss. Because the truth here is that a lot of times, individuals say, well, hey, I've repped all of my assets up into these 401ks and IRA plans, and they've been experiencing some risk in the stock market. I'm worried and I'm concerned about that. Well, we want to be able to help these people to have peace of mind. And so we have a number of different options there, and we endorse a particular option recently that we have been able to find, because we're independent advisors, so we can actually go work with any company that we want, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives us some freedom to be able to provide the very best options to our clients. So let's just say you have $100,000 in a 401k plan that you want to protect and preserve, move over into something that's going to give you a principal protection. So that means if the market goes down, that you will not lose a penny due to market volatility. Well, $100,000, then the company, the financial institution that we work with, is going to match that 15%. So that $100,000 overnight is going to turn into $115,000. That gives you a good base there, and that is designed for lifetime income.
Mm-hmm.
It also gives 150% of market gains every year. So if the market gains 6%, then the company is going to credit into your account 9%. So it just gives you that extra bonus of being able to have more spendability, if you will, once you start taking income down the road.
All right. So all the more reason for those of you who are listening, and now we have your attention. I told you how to get the book as we started the conversation a few minutes ago. Now you hear what Lorette's all about. Call this number now to reserve your copy of her book free, 866-620-4376, 866-620-HERO. The books are set aside. You don't want to pay for it if you don't have to. Get the information on the RAFT strategy, 866-620-4376. That's 866-620-HERO. Lorette Ellsworth with us here on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
We live in a complicated society.
Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.